Danny O'Brien knows what it takes to win a Caulfield Cup. He's got one on the mantelpiece. He may have two after Saturday because Vow and Declare looks like it is a horse that is building beautifully towards his assignment on Saturday. The barrier draw has certainly panned out in his favour yesterday as well. He's drawn barrier 9, which means he will jump most likely from barrier number 7. Danny joins me this morning. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
You must be happy with that draw last night.
I'm very happy. You know, we've had a couple of bad draws in Caulfield Cups. Barricus and Vigor both jumped from 18 of 18 and they ran third. But it certainly helps in the Caulfield Cup to draw inside the 8.
Where do you envisage him settling with that kind draw?
I think he'll settle midfield. Speak to Craig. I hope there's good tempo in the race because it'll help our bloke. He's a really solid stayer. As long as there's solid enough tempo, I imagine he'll be about midfield.
Speaking of Craig Williams, I've been loving the social media posts that you've been putting out and Craig Williams, and this was a beauty. I'm just going to play a snippet of what you showed earlier in the week. Was a piece of work that he had at Flemington, and this was Craig Williams' response to you on Vow and Declare when he was coming back in after his work.
Nothing. How fair is it?
All good.
Then I pulled up and said to Brett, listen to that. What's that? Can't hear anything. He doesn't puff. I'm puffing more than he is. When he first went off, I thought I might be trouble. He felt keen.
Yeah.
As soon as they go the gallop and that, he's just beautiful.
Yeah.
They work really well with him because he's just pacified.
Danny,
just lovely. Action good. He loves Flemington. The further he just gets in the longer straight, he just keeps lengthening the whole time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Corbin won't see him as much. But
I tell you what, if he wins or runs well on it, you know what he's going to do here.
He's going to go.
Good boy.
Thanks
for that.
That's great insight. I love that. You don't get much word in with Willow either at track work.
It is hard. It is hard. But, you know, he does give you good constructive feedback. So always happy listening rather than talking.
Is that something that you've started for your owners as well as those outside the stable, putting GoPros on your jockeys and big pieces of work?
We do it, yes, for the owners, for their updates. And then, obviously a bigger race like Saturday's where the public are going to get a good kick out of it as well. Then Matt Harrington here put it together and put it up on social media, and as you said, it was really well received.
The decision to run in the Caulfield Cup, when did you make up your mind to go that way? Because previously you'd been thinking about just going straight into the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, look, the campaign was always about running in the Turnbull and seeing exactly where he was at. I don't think he'd have any issue going straight into the Melbourne Cup, but he had a pretty soft run in Turnbull. It was just a muddling sort of pace and wasn't a real test. Post the Turnbull, he pulled up very well, and then I thought I'll run him the one more time, and it was either going to be Caulfield or Geelong. But the way the Caulfield Cup fell, he ended up getting a run in it, and obviously it's a $5 million race in its own right, but that would be a wonderful race to win. So that's how we've ended up running again and running in the Caulfield Cup.
How much improvement has he taken out of that Turnbull?
I think he's taken nice improvement. You know, it was his first run since June, and it was just a lovely way to open his campaign. He seems, to my eye, to be a bit harder and tighter looking now, and most importantly, I think 2,400 metres and then the 3,200 metres are really the most effective distances for him.
I was going to say, is he almost better suited over 32? Does he have the brilliance to win a Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, look, he's run twice at 2,400 metres and he won a maiden at Warrnambool this time last year, and then he probably, you could say, was unlucky not to win the Queensland Derby. So he's got form at 2,400, albeit only from two exposures. And particularly if it is he's a solid 2,400, that'll certainly suit him.
He's only lightly raced. He must be so clean-winded. Is he one of the most naturally gifted stayers you've ever tried?
Yeah, he'd be the most gifted stayer we've had since Master O'Reilly, who obviously also won a Caulfield Cup. So, but you're right, all the fundamentals are there. He's naturally got great stamina and great heart and lungs, and he's a very relaxed horse, and all those things make up a good stayer.
What about Caulfield? Any concerns, 2,400 around Caulfield in a cup for the first time?
Not really. Look, he's certainly got an affinity for Flemington, but he handled Eagle Farm no problem, and I don't think he'd have too many issues getting around Caulfield.
Do you think he'll? I won't ask you if he will win, but you think he can win on Saturday? He appears to be one of the major players.
I think so, and ultimately the Melbourne Cup and the Caulfield Cup are really. Look, two hardest races to give a proper analysis of whether he can win or not, because there's just so many unknowns for the other competitors in the race. You know, we have really no line on the European horses and the Japanese horses. And, all we can say is that amongst the horses that have already raced here this spring, we think he's as good a chance as any of those, and hoping that form's good enough to take on the ones that haven't raced here yet.
You've won a Caulfield Cup, a Cox Plate, but in between you've been to some pretty dark places with what happened. If you could come back and win a Caulfield Cup, how satisfying would that be on Saturday?
Oh, I think, you know, these big, you know, the big three in Melbourne, the races that, you know, you just don't get that many opportunities at, and you need the right horse, and it needs to be at the right stage of that horse's career, and, you know, don't take them for granted. Having won a couple of them, it's a great thrill for everyone involved with the team. So, yeah, we'd be, yeah, over the moon if we could win another Caulfield Cup.
Outside of Vow and Declare, you've got some really nice horses also heading to Caulfield, including Miami Bound. Decided to go to the Ladbrokes Classic instead of the Ethereal. Why was that?
Look, potentially, well, definitely it's a smaller field, the Classic, which leaves you a little less open to the vagaries of the race day experience. And she's a filly that we've got a high opinion of, so we didn't hesitate to take on the colts with her on Saturday. She's trained on really well since her run here at Flemington, and getting out to 2,000, you know, we're happy to back her in that she can be competitive against the colts.
And you're confident that she can go on from there and be a major player in the Oaks, the 2,500?
Well, that's certainly been our plan with her all spring, and even further back than that. You know, we've always thought that as she got to 2,000 and further, she'd really show us what she's capable of. And yeah, she has to keep stepping up each time she goes to the races, but so far so good. You know, hopefully she shows us on Saturday that she's right in the mix in the Oaks.
Can Atame take the next step up in the Ethereal? Drawn awkwardly, but she improved with the blinkers on last start, but it is a jump in class.
It is a jump, yes. She will roll forward and she will run a strong 2,000 metres. She's a very lightly raced filly that will keep improving. You know, at this time of the year and this time of those sort of horses' lives, you have to test them to see where they can land, and that's what we'll be doing with her on Saturday.
Race number two, you've got Needs New Friends and Stay Gold. Who's the best of those?
I think they're both nice fillies. Stay Gold was very good the other day at Ballarat, albeit she ran second, but she had to do it at both ends, and she was very solid. She's going to go forward and be right there, meet new friends. Again, both times she's run well. I'd expect them both to be very competitive.
Grinzinger Star and Extreme Pride in the first as well. Who kicks you off with your best start?
Yeah, similar things. One, Extreme Pride probably from a good draw will be leading or outside leader. I'm not sure tactically what we'll do with Grinzinger from the outside with the top eight, but you know, if he strikes his best, he's probably the class horse in that race. Just slowly building with him, hopefully to better things later in the spring.
Did you find your Derby horse yesterday? Seriously, Aizon was very impressive.
Yeah, he's got a few things going for him towards the Derby. The major one is he's very tough. Yeah, he's a really, really tough colt. Came home, ate up. You know, the next 10 days are pretty busy, or the next, you know, hopefully 2.5 weeks. If he goes to Mini Valley and runs super in the bars, then I suspect he goes to Derby. If not, I suspect he's in the paddock. So, but the way he's come through it yesterday, he'll go to Mini Valley in great shape, and we'll all know whether he should be going to the Derby or not.
Danny, stable's flying. Good luck on Saturday, especially in the Cup with Vow and Declare.
Thanks, Michael.